This is the Andres Segovia Show.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode. I'm Andres. This is the Andres Segovia Show. In this episode, I want to do this reaction video. So this is another installment to the Local Broker React series. When Californians move back to California. I'm not familiar with, is it Brent Pella or Brent Pella? I'm not familiar with this channel. This one was fetched by the algorithm and convenient at the same time. My sister sent it over to me. She said, hey, you check it out. I'm assuming it's humorous. I'm kind of counting on that. Let's find out. If it's a laugh, great. We can all use a laugh right now. So let's check it out.
Ah, California. Good to be home. Oh, I didn't know they were having Coachella at the park this year. Check it out, my childhood home. Ah, Staples Center.
Let's go Staples.
Hey, they must sell wood here. I'm surprised we haven't changed it to Gavin Fornia yet. Knock, knock. Who's there? Gavin Newsom. You're closed. There's a real sea.
Yeah, that was a little bit below the belt for some of us. I'm great. I'm going to go phone call. I'm going to cut this part out. And I'm back. All right, let's continue. So this is one of those funny videos. So let's keep watching.
CNN aesthetic here. I dig it. Ah, traffic. I missed this. And I missed all the people in traffic, too. Hello, fellow traffickers. Look at us trafficking. People really like to... California, but California's already covered in shit, so it's like, we're used to it. We should consider making everywhere out of wood. Oh, my local essential weed store. Could I buy 3 joints of weed, please? Could I also buy the freedom for the thousands of people locked up in California prisons for low-level nonviolent drug-related crimes?
Ooh. That's Kamala Harris, folks.
Just kidding. What would we do without all that sweet, sweet prison labor? Oh, nice. They finally arrested a basketball hoop. They're too tall anyways. Eric Garcetti deserves a promotion and a vacation. Defund basketball. I love how no one makes eye contact anymore. Because if you look straight at the ground, it's like there are no problems. Makes total sense. I wonder how much these studios cost. I feel safe.
Being in California, probably an arm and a leg, bro.
How much these studios cost. I feel safe again.
Yo, my dude, you've been gone for a while, huh?
Oh, yeah, I've just been Californianizing all the other states.
So you don't see any problems here?
Oh, I just kind of ignore all these problems, and anyone who disagrees with me is a far-right racist fascist.
Oh, so you just believe anything politicians say?
Well, yeah, they would never make a promise they can't keep. They're politicians.
Yo, I was following all the rules, and Newsom closed my business.
Oh, what was your business?
I made organic, handcrafted, vegan CBD treats for emotional support pigeons.
Oh, that's very Californian of you.
Thank you. Hey.
Yeah, that wasn't Newsom, dude.
Treats for emotional support pigeons.
Oh, that's very Californian of you.
Thank you.
Hey, if you close your small business, you get a job at Amazon, now you're in big business, and that's way better.
Yo, you're brainwashed, bro.
That's so racist.
What?
You're sexist.
How is it?
You're phobic.
Dude, that doesn't even make sense.
Phobic. Oh, you're phobic.
What do you say?
Phobic fascist.
You can't
phobic,
just say
phobic. Hey, fellas, stop arguing.
Yeah, spoken like a true Californian, okay? Let me rewind a bit. Yeah, this video is actually gonna be taken different ways now. It's like, oh, it's political now.
You just say,
hey, fellas, stop arguing, man. Now is no time for struggle and peril. While there's no doubt this state has some major issues to address, we should take care in how we approach each other in conversation so that we do it in a respectful way. It's also more than okay to question a politician's rules and regulations, especially since many politicians have the number one priority of getting reelected above the general welfare of the people who are electing them. It is possible to question elected leaders while also expressing empathy for those affected by our current state of affairs in order to achieve the common goal of lifting Mother California back to her prominence as one of this country's most beautiful and prosperous states.
Hey, what part of California are you from?
Oh, I'm from Central California, otherwise known as the Middle Ground.
Let's make California like Merced.
Ooh, everybody loves Fresno.
Hey, man, you really...
Yeah, Merced, Fresno. I would say the most famous thing to come out of there was the Scott Peterson case from over a decade ago. Look it up.
Hey man, you really opened my mind today. I think I might start thinking more.
Good, man. You should stick around for a while.
Yeah, maybe I'll get my own place. I saw a really nice dumpster studio for rent down the street.
Oh, how much was the rent?
Oh, it's only $2,400 a month.
Not bad.
Even when you add on the 7.25% state tax rate, 50 cent tax per gallon of gas, and up to 13.3% state income tax. And yet, even with all these taxes, we still have hundreds of thousands of people that are homeless and mental disabilities, not aren't getting the help they deserve.
And their elected leaders haven't done a mother to help independent contractors or people who have lost their jobs, besides a measly $1,200 check back in April, which I spent on CBD.
Jinx! Maybe it's because the American government truly is a broken system based on ego and power grabs made up by people who can't even follow their own rules. Nice, man. Let's go grab an oat milk latte.
I'd love to.
Oh, was that it? Oh, pause it right there. Yeah, so depending on where you fall in the political aisle, you might not enjoy this video. But I did.
Hey, everyone. I want to give a quick thank you to...
All right, so that's where it was. Okay. Well, that's the latest episode of Local Broker Reacts. If you see my reactions to my other videos, this one shouldn't come as too much of a surprise. But yeah, that's... there's a lot. Let me toss something else into this mix, because there's two items that were big contention last year before before November came around. I have to be careful with some words now, because even those words can be triggering the censors. There was an audit being looked into the California lottery because they were misappropriating funds. Because of course they were. But the bigger deal was the EDD. Which is supposed to be the employer's employment and disabilities benefits department, whatever. And they were sending what at first was assumed to be millions, that turned out to be billions of dollars, instead of to the workers or people that were out of business. It was being sent into inmates in prisons. Stuff you can't make up, folks. Anyway, that's it for this one. I wanted to keep it short, sweet. Thank you so much for watching. I'm Andres. Check out my stuff at www.theandresagova.com, where there's a lot more content, including Off the Record there. And as for the Andres Segovia Show, I'm changing a little bit here and there for the program. I'm waiting for the dust to settle with what I'm doing behind the scenes. So as soon as that happens, you'll definitely know. Anyway, thank you so much for watching. I'll see you on the next one.